Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is our state senator, Jim Stomas. Jim, how are you today?
I'm well, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing great. Long time no talk to, my friend. I know things have been busy for you. And well, let's get started where we were joking before we went on, where we tend to always get started. The budget, always big news in Lansing.
It is always a big news, especially, you know, for me. Sure. Being the Senate Appropriations Chair, they tend to keep me focused right on that. But, you know, it is full steam ahead with the budget. We actually have a significant movement forward. This week, both the Senate and the House passed out their proposals on each of the different departments and or the different parts of the budget. So that was, you know, a big step forward. Now the full Senate and the full House will start reviewing the proposed budgets from each of the chambers and our subcommittees. So I'm excited about that. And that just means it's more work in Lansing and more hours in a committee instead of all of the different meetings and stuff. But always good to continue to hear the vision of our members and what they bring from our districts to put input into the budget. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah. Well, let's also talk about, some election news. Is that right?
Yeah. We about a week or two ago now, dropped 39 bills. The Senate Republicans introduced a package of bills for election reform.
Yeah.
And on that election reform, you know, we're looking at anything for, you know, how do we make it easier to vote, yet how do we have integrity with voting? And so, you know, as we saw in November, a very controversial election. Also, the first time since the Citizens Initiative ballot on the election that there was a lot of different interpretations than what was actually expected. And so many of the bills are just clarifications. For example, a lockbox. Lockboxes are now permitted. But there was no guidance on that. And so we actually had heard testimony where one community used cardboard boxes. Well, I most of our members would not consider that secure.
Sure.
It just gives a more substantial description on the lockbox. It also starts addressing how do we make it so every person has an ID and how do we make sure that they have an ID and that it's available to them. And so there's several parts in that. In fact, I think that it actually provides for a free ID, so that everybody has the right to cast their vote in an election. One person, one vote.
Right.
And so, I think it's a good package. I'm sure that, you know, as some may have seen, you know, the other side certainly thinks and or claims, that some of this is to suppress the vote. Yeah. I would respectfully disagree with that and say that what we are trying to do is ensure integrity within the election and make adjustments and or give answers and guidance for many of the new regulations that we saw coming in from the citizens' ballot. So I think it's a great package. I think that we'll see many changes, but putting something forward and getting it going now versus waiting till next year in the election year, I think is a great move.
Right. Well, one more thing before we let you go. You guys are proposing a tax cut bill.
We did. So this week there was a bill introduced that would give a child non-refundable tax credit of up to $500 per child, and it goes towards the tax liability. And currently it's introduced for about a 4-year period, but, you know, so many families have the kids home. They're actually putting more expense into some of these things. And so the legislature wants to make sure that we're trying to address some of the costs, that Michigan families are facing. And so I think it's a great package to look at and consider. And so I was glad to see that we're going to have that conversation and see where it goes.
Yeah. Wow. Some busy, busy things going on in Lansing. And Jim, I know we went through things pretty quick, but if people want to catch up with you, what's the best way they can connect with you?
You know, obviously the easiest way is 855-347-8036. Again, 855-347-8036. My email is senjstomas@senate.michigan.gov. Or my website is www.senatorjimstomas.com.
Very good. Jim, have yourself a safe week, my friend, and we'll talk again in the very near future.
Look forward to it, Kevin. Have a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and look forward to seeing you soon.